Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 778, Why You Should Exercise for Vanity Reasons by Matt McLeod of McLeodConsultingServices.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs, usually to help you optimize your health. Now, today's author is talking about why you should work out for vanity reasons. And I know this may sound like it goes against what I've talked about on this show many times before, but just wait and see how he defines vanity. Oh, and it's Wednesday, so before I get to today's post, let me share with you some words of encouragement from the late comedian George Burns. When he was asked specifically about his philosophy on life, here's how George Burns responded. Quote, "You have to have something to get you out of bed. The most important thing is to have a point, a direction you're headed." End quote. Now, George Burns was one of the very few folks in show business whose career spanned over 75 years, and he lived to the ripe old age of 100. So truly a remarkable man. So his idea of having a purpose, doing things for a reason, relates really nicely to what Matt McLeod is about to share with us. And so with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Why You Should Exercise for Vanity Reasons by Matt McLeod of McLeodConsultingServices.com. I've been struggling recently. Specifically, I've been struggling because I'm trying to figure out how to not piss people off with this blog post, at least not more than necessary. I'm proposing the idea that people should exercise to look better naked, as opposed to exercising for more self-love, body positivity, or any other fluffy reasoning that people use to circle around the obvious truth. You see, when people think of the word vanity, or when they think about someone having an ego, they immediately give it a negative connotation. What they don't think of is how ego, revenge, vanity, and narcissism in the short term can be something negative, but it can be the spark of something magnificently positive in the long term. Vanity can be the gateway drug to something much deeper. For example, if you have an older sibling, think about a time that they did something incredible and you wanted to do it too because you wanted to be better than them at it. You wanted to prove yourself, and so this created a chip on your shoulder. Maybe you've grown up with this chip on your shoulder, which you eventually find out how to harness and use at your will to really put your head down and work hard for an important goal in your life. It has nothing to do with beating your older sibling now, but it did in the beginning. I'd argue that in the long term, that initial ego is what set you up for a net positive gain. Let's take it a little further. Have you ever been told by someone that you couldn't do something, a new career path perhaps, and then you decided to do it anyway so you could show them that they were wrong? But then after some time passes and their comment subsides in your mind, you realize you genuinely enjoy what you're doing and you end up evolving a successful career out of it. Again, I'd say that's a net positive gain. Here's the best. What about your girlfriend or boyfriend breaking up with you? Oh man, talk about lighting a fire under you to get your stuff together. You start eating vegetables, going to the gym, flossing your teeth, shaving before you go out, reading more, all in the name of showing them how bad they messed up, since they expect you to be upset and get all depressed. Nope, you're out here just dominating life and signing autographs, and you continue to do so even long after you've moved on from your ex, all thanks to reasons that initially stemmed out of vanity. The point of all those examples is to show you that a large number of things you do at first are not solely because you wanted to do them for high and mighty reasons, as you may try to convince yourself. Just like when your favorite fitness celebrity says they don't work out to look good. First, this is a lie because at least a part of it is for vanity reasons. But second, even if that is true, I can almost guarantee with 100% certainty that they didn't start going to the gym to have more self-love or more confidence or to move better or to be stronger. It's because they wanted to look hot. They wanted people to look at them and admire them. I'm here to ask the question, what's wrong with going to the gym to look better naked? The usual response is to say that you shouldn't do that because it's only short-term motivation and isn't sustainable, or because you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Sure, I can agree with that to an extent. But what about when people initially go to the gym to look better naked, and then later on, after they actually do start to look better naked, they realize other areas of their life are improving too? What they're doing is building trust in themselves as they align their potential with their actions. So the equation looks something like this. They want to look hot, add that to them doing something to bring them closer to that goal, added to actually seeing progress towards that goal, equals increased self-confidence and trust in themselves, which equals self-fulfillment. They begin to admire how that new V-neck sits firmly across their muscular shoulders, and how their arm veins start to pop when it gets hot outside, or how those jeans start to hug against their prominent glutes that they worked hard for. And due to their clothes looking better on them, they feel more confident. They decide to talk to that hot chick or hot dude at the bar and ask to buy them a drink, where a year ago, they would have just sat in a corner and scrolled through Instagram. They hit it off, and so they decide to go on a date. The date goes well, so they go on 100 more. Then they get engaged. Then they have an amazing wedding and begin their lives together. All because they decided to go to the gym to look hotter so they could get back at their ex. That one small spark of revenge morphed into a lifetime of happiness. Tell me again, what's wrong with lifting for vanity reasons? To give one last example, I knew a young guy once who was trying to get bigger for high school football, and so he started going to the gym more. Well, pretended he was going to the gym more because of football, but he actually just wanted to get bigger arms and traps so he would be admired by his friends and the girls at school. After a few weeks of lifting, he had an older teammate who lifted at the same gym as him who decided to help the kid out. He took him under his wing and showed him how to truly lift to get big and strong. The kid noticed how others viewed the bigger guys he lifted with: admirable, respectful, and slightly fearful. The kid wanted that. So the kid busted his you-know-what for the next 3 years and gained 30 pounds of muscle while getting stronger, smarter, and faster. His peers treated him differently. His coaches were pumped with his improved performance on the field, and the girls definitely weren't opposed to his new look. He fed off of this, but started to realize something interesting. The new admiration and respect from others began to dissolve away as it started to become more and more common. Something different began to take place instead of the aforementioned vanity reasons. He started to realize what his true potential felt like. If he could put his mind to improving in the gym through hard work, self-discipline, smart planning, and never quitting, what other areas of his life could he apply these attributes to? If he could go to the gym 3 times a day for weeks on end, why couldn't he start reading and learning for an hour every night? If he could eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the school bathroom between classes just to gain weight, why couldn't he have the same discipline to begin carving out a career path he truly enjoyed doing every day? If he could diet every single day for 21 weeks in a row and win his natural bodybuilding pro card at the age of 22, why couldn't he use that same grit and patience to start his own online coaching business and help as many people as possible and fight through the procrastination to write this darn article you're currently reading? Well, here we are, my friend. I am that kid,
And I'm telling you that the essence of what you're reading right now started solely as a reason to get more chicks and have my friends admire me. All because of one thing. Potential disguised as vanity. You just listened to the post titled, Why You Should Exercise for Vanity Reasons by Matt McLeod of McLeodConsultingServices.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So what was Matt's point? He said you need to find that spark that gets you moving. If it's vanity, then by all means, use it. The trick is you need to find that one thing that helps you take that first step. And so he's saying, if it's vanity, then by all means, if it gets you on the path towards a better life, then do it. He's also saying, enjoy the results. You're going to find that if you stay consistent, you will look better. But at some point, those feelings will start to gradually dissolve or go away. But hopefully the ripple effect of you working out more consistently, eating better, sleeping better, starts to affect every other aspect of your life. You hopefully perform better at work or in school, which then opens up doors for you to maybe a future career path. Then you can use that same discipline in your career to further your career, and on and on and on. But you first need that spark. And if that spark is vanity, then by all means, use it. Whatever gets you to take that very first step. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.